FM.
Live and local.
This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Versatility with an unexpected low price. The 3E compact utility tractor at Prairie Land Partners John Deere packs the horsepower landscape professionals need to mow, grade, haul, and load. Not to mention quality, reliability, and a great low price. Stop by any of their 15 locations or visit them online at PrairielandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this 30th morning of August, and a beautiful start to the day it is, partly cloudy, 70 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning on the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Monica Schmidt, the lead organizer, American Cancer Society Relay for Life for the Flint Hills, coming up on September 11th. Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing
good, and thanks for taking time to join us this morning. We appreciate that very much. And the Relay for Life of the Flint Hills, slated for September 11th. And Monica, it sounds like you've had to, again, for another year, make some adjustments to the event.
Yes. So we originally had planned a survivor dinner on September 2nd at the Granada Theater. We have had to cancel that, so we will no longer have a survivor dinner this year. We will still have an event out at the fairgrounds on September 11th, starting at 8 p.m., and we ask that you enter off of 12th Street, and we're just going to have a little drive-up ceremony and a tea light ceremony, and then we'll have the luminaries still set up to be lit up, and you guys can drive through those. But we just ask that you enter off of 12th Street just to kind of help our flow work better. So it'll just be a short little event, but still meaningful and just nice and kind of sweet and to the point.
Obviously disappointing that you have to compress things, but at the same time, you have to be at least grateful that you can have the event coming up a week from Saturday.
Yes, for sure. We are very grateful that we're still able to honor and remember those that have battled cancer or are currently battling cancer, so we're very thankful that we're still able to do that.
Yeah, indeed, and also celebrating the survivors as well, because you were slated, this is an event, if folks remember the past, that, you know, there's an opening ceremony, you had a caregiver walk, and then a closing ceremony after the luminaria ceremony that you've had out at the Boyer Community Building in years past, raising money for the American Cancer Society, because that's what this is all about, is to raise money to, you know, to fight this often deadly disease. Obviously, I know you've had teams register, so what about the fundraising aspect of this? How has this affected, Monica?
Yeah, so our fundraising, so all of the money we raise goes to multiple different things. So one it can go to is research. Research has came a long ways. There's been small gains we've made through that with cancer. There's education. So there's cancer.org that's up there with lots of facts and information for patients and caregivers as they go through the fight of cancer. Some of that money goes to advocacy at the local, state, and national levels on the importance of research and funding for cancer. And then some of our big ones are different services that that money offers. So there's 24/7 helplines that are available to anybody going through the battle of cancer, whether they're a patient or caregiver. So they can call somebody and talk through if they have any concerns or any issues or anything that's coming up or just need somebody to talk to. There's always somebody there. And we have the Road to Recovery program, which provides free rides to appointments and treatments for those battling cancer, as sometimes that's hard to find somebody to help drive you there. And so far, that program has funded more than 9.5 million rides for cancer patients since 2005, so that's really awesome. And then another thing we offer is Hope Lodge. So that provides a clean, safe, and comfortable place for patients and their caregivers to stay when traveling for their appointments and treatments. And that started in 1970, and so far there's been more than 9 million free nights provided through this program.
Wow. Pretty impressive.
That's impressive.
Now, as far as having to pivot and kind of shrink the activities, how's that going to hamper your fundraising, or is it, Monica?
It's hampered it a little bit. I think we're still right on track. It's been a little difficult, I think, for everyone with COVID, and just kind of decreased funds throughout everything for almost the past 2 years now, year and a half. Everyone's kind of had to take a hit and cut back and just haven't been able to provide what they have in the past. So that's kind of hampered our fundraising slightly. However, we're still accepting sponsorships if there's any sponsors. We have a silent auction that will run that entire week leading up to Relay, and that will be on our Relay for Life of the Flint Hills Facebook page. As well, we'll run that online auction. We have two raffles this year, which is very exciting. Triad Leasing has donated a really, really nice cooler that can be as a backpack, or there's a carrying handle, but it's a 30-quart cooler. And so we're selling tickets for $1 per ticket, or you can get 6 tickets for $5. And then Carrie's donated a custom-made necklace that's just beautiful. And you can purchase those tickets from Carrie's, or you can purchase either ticket from a Relay for Life team member. And those are the one for Carrie's necklace is $5 per ticket, or you can get 5 tickets for $20.
Understood. Does this also put a little bit more emphasis on folks maybe getting the Luminaria as well with the recent changes?
With the Luminaria, those are still up for purchase. There are $10 a Luminaria, or we offer them for $5 for students, because we want students to be able to purchase those for their loved ones as well. And those will then line our drive-through track for the night of Relay, and so we'll put little tea lights in them so they'll still light up and you can drive through and find your bag. And we're going to try to leave that open a little longer this year so people can circle back through as they wish. So it doesn't have to be just a one-time drive-through and done. They can come on and keep going back through if they would like. So those are still up for purchase as well from a Relay for Life team member.
All right. So Relay for Life team members, can they purchase the Luminarias online, Monica?
Yes, they absolutely can. They can go to our website, which I believe you have all that information if you're able to post that for people to easily access. But yes, they can go onto our website, or if you go to our Facebook page, you can get to our website from there as well, or just message the Facebook page and one of us will be in contact with you and help you get all that figured out.
I know there's been a number of fundraisers around here from Relay for Life teams that have been put together. So do you still have a number of teams raising money, Monica?
This year we have about 5 teams signed up so far. Normally with school starting, we'll get a few more from the college as well. So I'm going to wait and see that increase still most likely. But we do for sure have 5 teams signed up right now that are doing different fundraisers around Emporia. We just had one at Gambino's just last week, I believe it was.
Yeah.
So that was very helpful. We've had one at Harry and Lloyd's over the summer. So our teams are getting very creative and coming up with ways to fundraise still.
Relay for Life of the Flint Hills, celebrate, remember, fight back. A drive-in Luminaria ceremony will be happening at the Lyon County Fairgrounds September 11th. At 8 p.m., they ask that you enter off of 12th Street, and you can still purchase the luminaries for $10 until September the 7th. And, Monica, people want more information. Can we send them to your website?
Yes, absolutely. You can send them to the website. It's acsrelayforlife.org, and then you can just search for the Flint Hills.
Outstanding.
Or you can go to our Facebook page and find it from there as well, which is Relay for Life of the Flint Hills.
Okay. Well, Monica, thanks so much for joining us here today, letting us know about the adjustments, and best of luck here in a week from Saturday with the new adjusted schedule.
Thank you.
Monica, thanks. Great job. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
All right. Yeah. Monica Schmitz, who one of the organizers of Relay for Life of the Flint Hills, now a drive-in Luminaria ceremony, which will still be in play, raising money for the American Cancer Society and all the great work that they do. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment, right now we only have Fridays available September 3rd, so call us at 342-1400 or email us, kvue@kvue.com, if you would like that particular slot or really one of the ones that we have next week, and most of next week is open. Tomorrow we'll have Southeast Kansas Works Executive Director Leanne Karras joining us with her perspective on the local job market.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 728 KVOE Live and Local, 70 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
I've been a big fan and supporter for a long time. And the most important thing is the commitment that the company has to the area.
We have benefited from the partnership by...